Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakei, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. My wife and I are in Dallas for a few weeks, visiting our daughter. You know, I was struck by something as I was driving around Dallas, which, you know, is Texas is like booming like Florida for tax reasons and explosion of houses and everything else. And everywhere you go, there are signs, we're hiring. Every chicken, burger, store, it's just absolutely incredible. And then last night, I'm watching the basketball game, and there's an ad for Amazon talking about how much they need to hire. And an ad for Coca-Cola talking about how in their bottling plants and all of these places. And so this massive shortage, if you go back to the gentleman I had from Psychometrics talking about the great resignation, we're in a real bind in this. There's a need here for people to do low-end jobs, mid-end jobs, and they're not around. So if there was ever a great case for immigration, I see the U.S. is taking 100,000 people. They could probably afford to take 1 million and take those 2 million people that are south of the border trying to get in as well and figure out a way to legalize these people coming in and get them jobs, because those are the people that will take those jobs. Because as we well know, in North America, you can't get anybody to take those jobs. When I grew up, people worked at McDonald's, at the restaurant, the movie theater, and now nobody does it. None of my kids. Nobody's kids that I know. This crisis of companies has to be solved. And it has to be solved by allowing more immigrants to find their way legally into the country. And let's create a fast track for them. Let's get people in so that we can help all of these companies that are looking for people. And I'll tell you something, with all these people leaving the Ukraine, millions of them, the opportunity to come to the United States, which or Canada, was the greatest thing in the world for my family. And I continue to talk about it because I talk about it with my kids. And for all of you out there who have immigrant parents that fled here during the Second World War and any other particular time, be thankful for the life that you have now, because your family was going through what the people and the poor people in the Ukraine are going through. So let's talk to our politicians. Let's let people know. Let's find people to find these jobs, because they're not going to be in North America. They're going to be somewhere else, wanting to come here, wanting to raise a family, wanting to do those jobs. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. The second thing I wanted to talk about, I just wanted to say how blown away I was seeing some European MPs calling out Justin Trudeau over his mistreatment of the people at the convoy in Ottawa. People getting trampled by horses, having their bank accounts locked, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I just want to make it clear, I don't support the convoy and what it represented. You've heard me many times on this podcast encouraging people to get vaccinated. But I don't believe it's right to see any human being treated that way. Putting politics and COVID aside, I'm focused on the fact that they called out Trudeau for the inhumane treatment of those people. Because to me, it didn't seem like anyone would. Because it's also in the same theme of what I talk about every week, right? Be bold, be forward, say what you think. And we should be calling people out, maybe not in the same manner as them, because I always strive for polite discourse, but you can't just let people get away with stuff, because the people that are getting away with it all the time do so because nobody calls them out on it. So if you've got situations, take a look at those situations. Ask yourself, no, wait a second. That's just not right. And then sort of lead with the conversation and say, hey, listen, I got to just tell you, I heard what you said. This is how it made me feel. And quite frankly, I just don't think that's the right thing to do, or I don't agree with that, right? And it made me uncomfortable, right? It's continuing to push on that envelope, because every time you do that, it changes what happens. The person, whether they ignore it or they don't ignore it, at least acknowledges that someone has noticed what they've done. Now, they can choose to ignore it and continue on, but that tells you something more about them. Or maybe in the bottom of my heart, there's a little spot that makes me think a lot of times people don't realize what they're doing. Some people realize what they're doing all the time. They don't give a shit. But a lot of times people don't realize what they're doing. And I know I suffered from that for a number of years. I would say things and do things. And then when someone would say to me, I'd say, no, that's not what I meant. And then I realized that how they could have seen that. And I'm reminded, and I've used this example a couple of times, and there's a movie with Nicolas Cage. And if you're a longtime listener, I apologize for repeating the movie. But there's a movie with him where he's a magician. And he can see into the future. I think it's a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It's called Next. And I really liked the movie. But there was a line in the movie that actually I liked and stole even more. Nicolas Cage says, I can see into the future for 45 seconds. But every time I look into the future changes because I looked into it. I like to think the same thing happens when you say something. When you say something for yourself, or you say something as an observation, that the fact that you said it changes the course of the future because you said it. And so it's not just a function of, what's the point? It is a function of having an impact on the future and on the future course of actions. So don't be shy, speak up. Last thing I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the natural tendency that we have to see things in a certain lens and repeat the way that we see them, as opposed to recognize that we have a negative bias towards it. And I think that majority of people in life, when they normally see something, they look at it for its imperfections. When they're talking about someone, they sort of tend to pick at the things that they don't like about them or something like that. And this is sort of tailing on to what I talked about last week. And I was having a conversation with someone about something completely unrelated. They hijacked the entire conversation to go on about someone that they weren't particularly fond about. And I just sat there and I just stopped. And I said, so listen, I said, I'm just going to point this out to you. I said, because this is where the conversation started. You've hijacked it to tell me something that I already know how you feel. And you've now ruin this moment for us because I was just trying to say something nice about something and your lens is so tainted on this subject that the only response you're forcing me to do in the future is to not have this conversation with you. And in fact, to be honest with you, I'm running out of conversations to have with you because every time I have a conversation with you, your immediate next thing is to pick something out about that stuff. And so ask yourself the question, do you sort of do that? Because I had another experience. I was working on something and there's 99.9% of things to be really happy about in this transaction that I did. And my client's boss, you know, was very happy with the transaction, called me and then I'd heard these two little things that were so insignificant. And I couldn't understand why someone would bring them up, except to just put a little shot in or a little dig in. And I said to him, it's interesting. I said that out of the entire experience, that's all they can remember, or that's all they thought was worthy to talk about, right? And I don't know if we're all just wired this way or brought up this way, or this is our own insecurities or anything else, but I've really spent time for the last several years trying to see through the lens of positive part of the conversation, the positive, and sort of take a moment in the moment about, if I'm going to make this statement, does it really have anything to do with the moment that we're in? And is it going to ruin the moment that we're in? And is it really that relevant? If it's relevant, then by all means, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't tell you to speak up. But more often than not, the world is filled with flogging of dead horses. And those horses are flogged to death. So change your lens, take a look, see for yourself if you can find the positive things in conversation, the positive things to reinforce about people. Because I'll tell you, and I know this from a personal perspective, a little bit of niceness, a little bit of positive reinforcement makes people feel really good all of the time, but especially during this time. Because I think people are stressed, they're strained, and they're everything else, whether it's your spouse or your children or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your coworker or your boss or your employee, whatever. Just shift that lens a little bit. Look at them a little differently and ask yourself the question, what is it that they do that you really like that they do? And I think you'll actually be quite surprised as you compliment people. They go, okay, yeah, well, that's okay. And you're like, no, I just wanted to say, I really like the way you do this, or I really like that you let me do this, or I really like, you know, like, let's just turn our focus for a week. Let's try it for a week and see if you get a positive reaction, because I have found that trying to do that, first of all, catches people off guard most of the time, because most people are used to getting shit about something, but it makes them feel good. And it makes me feel good. And it's not disingenuous. I look for things that I really like. And it's often funny because some people say, why would you say that? Like, is there something you want? And I said, no, I don't want anything. You know, I don't want anything. I just want you to know that I'm going to look at you through the lens of 80% versus 20%. Everybody's got a shitty 20%. Some is 30, some is 10, but there's nobody perfect. So let's spend a week trying to do that. Still a lot of prayers and love for all the people in the Ukraine that are going through what they're doing. If you can help any possible way. And lastly, as I say every week, do me a favor. If you know someone you think might enjoy the podcast, forward it to them. I'm Jim Bakey. The podcast is Be You and the World Will Adjust. Thanks, everybody.